I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday. DGS. Okay, Andrew, in a fatherly way, I feel like I just need to make sure that you're okay. We've had Chico sticks and chocolate bars and ski sodas, and you met your heroes from Excel sodas. So
it's not visible to the naked eye, but I am vibrating very...
Oh, it's visible.
Yeah, I am just like humming.
Yes.
I'm levitating like a quarter of an inch off the ground.
You were real freaking out about meeting these people.
I really, really, really love ski. And it's soda. So here's the thing. Here's why things like keto and Atkins scare me. I don't know if I could give
up. I think
up.
We know why.
Yeah. Soda would be the hardest thing for me to give up.
I think they're scared of you too.
Soda would be the hardest thing for me to give up because I'm like a connoisseur. Of soda. I'm a sommelier of soda. It's very, like, it's
always drinking the latest Baja Blast.
Yes.
The latest Mountain Dew.
I'm like up on the trends. Like, I'll go to the website and like read the news.
Reading trade magazines.
Yes. Like, it's important to me. Like, it's an important part of my life is soda. And like, you know, knowing the ins and outs of it and stuff. So this was like, I mean, they're the real deal. So meeting them was like.
Is it an important part of your life? To have your hair look exactly like John Lennon's on the Help album?
It's getting too long, and then the hat makes it look... it's doing weird things.
It's not
I don't
a
know
bad
if
look.
I,
it just
yeah,
looks exactly
I don't know
like a
it,
beetle.
I didn't know if it looked good or not. I'm like, the hat hair used to look really good, and then now as my hair is growing, it's like, I should put the hat back.
Probably so.
Well, it doesn't stay on my head. It just like floats off now.
Did we get a picture of you with the ski people? I mean, do you have something to remember this by?
Oh, too nervous.
We can Photoshop
that. Much too nervous.
Signed his butt.
Much too nervous.
Oh, that's good.
I couldn't bother them with that.
Oh, jeez.
They're busy. They've got places to go.
I should have been on
that. What if we do our specialty DGS ski soda and we name it after you?
Oh, I'm not worthy.
I don't think they would have a soda called Taliban.
All the kids are enjoying Taliban.
Yeah, the latest craze. Every kid wants to be a part of the Taliban.
Are you a Taliban fan?
Twitter says, JB3 Communications on Twitter says, my wife just took a group of kids today to tour the Excel bottling company. They are such good community people, and everyone drinks ski in Clinton County, Illinois.
Nice.
Plus, it's a great hangover medicine.
Mm. Oh,
word to the wise.
Those are some lucky kids. You know, those kids.
See, Andrew just... kind of like file in behind the second graders. So any of you kids have a question? Who was the genius that thought of putting it in bottles?
I'm walking behind them like, my mom already paid for me to be in here. No one asked me if I'm the... My mom already paid earlier.
If you put your hat on backwards and tucked your shirt in, no one would have the heart to ask you to leave.
I was told there was going to be free samples. Lots and lots of free samples.
I'm like walking down like this.
The kid gets in front of you. You're like, no cutting.
No cutting. No cutting.
I think it's only fair if everybody gets one case of every type of soda here as a free sample.
I'm like loudly like, so you guys don't think they're going to run out, right? You guys don't think they're going to run out before we get to the end?
On Willy Wonka. You're just drinking it out of the tap.
That's what I was going to say.
We have to wash that now.
I'm not putting my mouth on it.
I know on your standard tour of a standard bottling company, you get free soda from everything. And I think that I should have some of that
just
too.
Swimming in the vats.
You know what? I'm for real worried. Put it down.
He's drunk.
Yeah. He is. Yeah. I've only seen him like this one other time, and it was when you're trying to eat the Pointer pizza.
So, real sugar, I think it's growing up in the 90s and never having real sugar until like 2016. But real sugar has a very particular effect on me.
Are we seeing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're seeing it. You're seeing this like huge burst of energy that it gives me. And
you want to try breakdancing again?
I love root beer.
I mean, that's the kind of mood.
I mean, if you have that much energy, let's try it.
What you got there? Oh, you got the
root beer.
The
I love root beer.
Mm-hmm.
I've just commandeered the cherry ski for myself. I'm drinking it out of the bottle. Mm. Nobody gets any.
Cherry ski is very good.
It's my fave.
Yeah. If anybody's wondering whether or not the cherry ski is really good.
Maybe at the end of the tour, they'll pick a little boy to take over the whole factory.
So, did anybody get a golden ticket?
If you want to view. Why is it that the only one that can't do the Tao fan voice
Andrew,
is you?
You are the purest of heart, and now the ski factory belongs to you.
The Oompa Loompas come out, but it's just to ask me to leave.
They're just real short, fat people from Breeze.
Oompa Loompa, you gotta go. Mm-hmm. We're not even gonna rhyme. Oompa Loompa, get lost, man. Come on.
First order of business, give me a bottle of skate. I just love that. He sounds nothing like that, but it's so fun.
You can just get a Wonka outfit, like a purple suit with a big tall hat, and you greet people every day.
I'm twirling a big cane as I walk in.
You guys, Bernie's a hat guy now. Hey. He's wearing a hat just like Andrew's hat.
It's catching on. Okay. He's got like a flat brim. We'll see. That's why. Look at his hair.
He looks like Count Chocula in a nursing home.
Yep. Yeah. Look at his hair. Like he needs, honestly, he could use the hat.
Yeah. He could use some, neck.
Because that, I mean, that hair is a mess.
Dude,
you may breed.
Take it easy.
Yeah, calm.
You just keep. You're like an old Western where the guy just keeps filling his whiskey glass up again.
Leave the bottle.
Hit me again, Zeke.
Hit me. I'll tell you when I've had enough, Dave.
I've got another story for you. Listen, little boy, just get me this ski recipe. Can all be yours. Excuse me, Mr. Wonka.
You may pretend.
There's a really scary guy, the Scar, that said he'd give me everything I ever wanted, which was a lot. But I just couldn't do it, so here you go. Plus, I like all these little tiny people with the faces.
You may pretend like you're in second grade, but a fool of us will not be made.
And they're walking you out.
Yeah, they're every time I try and stop, they just shove me really hard.
Clearly this kid's suffering from gigantism. He won't be around for another couple years. Let's just give the plant to him. How much can he wreck in 2 years?
They're tying me up like Gulliver's Travels and they're throwing me out the window.
Listen, go easy. He's only 8 and he looks like this.
He has a full beard. What's wrong with this kid?
It's an odd strain of the disease. Yeah.
Have you ever thought of mixing the moonsicle with the frothy root beer?
This is all going on in his head, though. He's skipping around and singing these songs, but it's just an old gray warehouse.
Yeah, they don't do any of the things he has. But they never implement anything.
I think we should call it Moon Beer, and we'll sell a whole lot of it.
All right.
You never thought of that one, did you?
Point of parliamentary procedure. We're going to take cherry and ski and just call it chair ski. Meeting adjourned. I got to poop.
I'm just chiseled into the vats to...
You really might die.
Whatever happened to your old producer, Andrew?
Well, that's a story.
Running the ski empire.
Yeah. No, he
they
didn't.
They thought he had a disease.
Lives in the biggest house in Swansea, Illinois.
He's living the dream in a moderate-sized house.
I'm inside the gate.
Oh, he snuck in after hours and drowned in one of the ski vats. You didn't hear the Oompa Loompa song about it? Oh, it's great.
Yeah, the Oompa Loompas didn't stop writing new stuff.
Local tragedy, yeah. Child with gigantism dies in vat of ski soda. Details at 10.
His corpse had a smile on its face.
Oompa Loompa alarmed, he was warned, said the tiny orange man.
What?
He's drunk.
Oompa Loompa alarmed, he was alarmed.
He is Oompa Loompa alarmed,
I'm faced. Someone drive me home. I'm going
to
go.
I don't have as much time to think of the rhymes as Tony did.
Let's go to the Oz and dance, damn it.
Andrew is as drunk as Sue's friend who pooped in the shower.
Yeah, Amy. You're Amy drunk.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
The Oompa Loompas tried to alarm me of your alarms. Let's go to Pops and get some chicks. Come on. I'm the king of ski soda. I'm going to get some ass.
He's pouring more ski.
Take your hand.
Tiny little cups.
Hey, you with the wrinkled boobs. You want a soda named after you?
Take your hands off the levers. I had all the alarms disarmed.
They should have alarmed me about the alarms. It was going to be the one that did it.
You oh, are.
I've never been this happy in my entire life.
Soda drunk. Damn.
If you lick the wallpaper, it tastes kind of neat. That's just regular wallpaper, sir.
I don't even know what rhyme you're going for.
Just they alarmed me about your alarms.
Yeah.
Oh, they alarmed me about your alarms there, sir. You're not going to fool me, the Bart the alarms.
What if I mix the gooey butter cake with the ski?
I can't believe this is a radio show. I can't believe this is my radio show.
You barely put any gooey butter in there.
Fine.
Half and half.
Don't fake it.
Now do it like a shot.
Yeah, take it down.
All right.
Go.
Toga.
Go.
Come on, do it.
I can't do a shot anyway.
Whatever, Snacklepuss.
This would be much easier than a shot because it's not alcohol. Just drink it.
It's hard to drink carbonated stuff. Here we go.
I used to be the stunt boy for some Bush League radio show until I took over the ski fortune.
Was that a burp? Yes.
I don't know. It was a burp that came out of his butt.
This is really good. This is gooey butter cake. Good.
Sound the alarms.
Quitting time, everybody.
With me. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, you think Ski was listening on the way home from that one?
I don't know. They better get used to the
not new... Not sure if it's good or bad.
The new man in charge.
Yeah, no kidding. Hello, Dave.
There.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, I'm there. I'm here.
Okay, you're not there? Yelling at you. Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're all good.
I just banged my microphone on my headset. So.
Dave, are you a Ski Soda fan?
Dave! I don't know what that is.
Oh. We'll have to send you a case now that Taliban is the CEO. Yeah. So.
They are bottled in...
they have all sorts of flavors.
Tastes like delicious.
Tastes like childhood.
Is it Breeze, Illinois, right?
Yep, mm-hmm. Breeze.
Breeze, Illinois. They're pretty good.
Oh. Is it soft carbonated or is it...
It's pure cane sugar. That's all I know.
I like that. I like that.
What's the difference between hard and soft carbonated?
Yeah, there are drinks, at least from the past, where it was carbonated, but it wasn't like in-your-face carbonated.
Yeah, I would say it's soft.
Okay.
If I had to guess, right, guys?
That's good.
And it's kind of Mountain Dew-ish, Dave.
The ski is Mountain Dew-ish, yes. Yeah. They have root beer.
Andrew, I still need that Sioux sound if you're not too soda drunk. Oh, you got it? Good.
Yeah. He's got it.
He's got it.
Whoops. There's the music.
And here it comes.
He's got it.
There we go.
Oh, boy.
Fantastic.
Was that Sue?
Fantastic.
No, that's Ryan.
No,
that's Sue.
That's
Sue unaltered.
Sue.
Just play it over and over.
I was
fantastic. Fantastic. Fantastic.
No alteration done to that. That's just
Oh my gosh, I heard that Andrew's the new CEO of Ski Sodas.
Fantastic.
A little slow, but that was all right.
Yeah, see, if Andrew does not use that as the tagline to his new soda company, it's
fantastic.
who's not buying that soda? Every little kid's trying to do the voice. No, I can do it.
It's fantastic. Fantastic.
No, I can do it better.
It's fantastic. Fantastic.
It's not good. It's not great. It's
fantastic.
What if there was a giant chicken that loved it? How would they express themselves?
Fantastic.
It's pretty good.
What if that chicken with the blue pants found some ski soda and really loved it?
That's a real...
Fantastic.
Chicken with the blue pants. Blue
I love
pants,
that scenario. Man,
pants.
What if a giant chicken found it? How would they express themselves?
That's usually the first concern.
The dumbest show.
I miss the chicken with the blue pants. We'll look him up.
I love the chicken with the blue
Me
pants.
Me too. He's so cute.
Hey, chicken with the blue pants.
Minimize blue it, Zimmerman. Oh. I need your head in the game.
Okay.
We know your problem. With the chicken with the blue pants.
That he's too adorable?
It's like,
yes.
It's her porn.
It's a big problem.
It's like us going to Pornhub. She's like, oh, look at that strut.
fantastic.
It's not quite like that, but
it's pretty close. What does she say when she watches it at home?
Fantastic.
He is a man. He's
cock of the walk.
It's confident.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
He's got it going on.
Yeah, he knows.
Well, he's the only one in pants. So
right.
He
there.
Knows he looks good.
Yep.
If all of them had pants, I'm not sure he'd be so cocky.
Mm-mm.
Well, he's the only one. He's a trailblazer in his little blue pants.
There's real weather to talk about, too.
Now let's do it.
There is?
Doing that. Well, I mean, it's real super hot, right?
I think that's about all we need.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it. No, because there's light at the end of the tunnel. It's going to be hot and humid tomorrow, 95, 100 again, warm and humid tomorrow night. Sunday, it's kind of hot and humid, 90 to 95. I mean, that's still pretty hot. It's not the 95 to 100. But there's a cool front coming through late Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. That's going to shift the winds to the northwest, bring a big Canadian high pressure in. And Monday is going to be sunny. It's going to be much less humid and a high temperature. If we're lucky, 82 degrees on Monday.
Fantastic.
That's...
So does that mean a big storm Sunday night?
I don't, I'm not convinced it's a big storm because I think the timing of the front may be a little bit off to really get something rocking, but there will be some thunderstorms around. It's a little far out to say. I don't think it's widespread. I do think there'll be some rain and thunderstorms, though, as we get into late Sunday, Sunday night.
Fantastic!
She's hot.
She's hot.
And you know what?
She's hot.
It goes on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, too. You know what that means.
Fantastic.
That's the only thing I want to do from now on.
I think it's the only thing we're going to do.
You more? Do the Andrew
There's
voice.
There's got to be more.
Yeah, yeah.
She did a lot of talking with her mouth full.
Yeah, Andrew, find some more. Yeah, I know that there was
more of that, because it's good.
There was one right after that that was really funny. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
We're just making on-air notes to Andrew in the
yeah.
lobby.
Yeah, that's okay.
It works.
He's on it.
What does everyone picture? I picture a 1920s mob boss with
Fantastic.
A big cigar in his mouth who just found out that like there'd been a successful hit on the other mob boss.
See, I picture it like a home run and Mike Shannon's making the call.
All right. Oh.
Can we hear it again?
Fantastic.
There is a old Hollywood movie star that I am drawing a blank
Edward G.
on,
Robinson?
On the name.
Moses. Fantastic, Moses.
Fantastic.
The Jews, they're our slaves. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
To me, it sounds like someone just got really good news after they were punched in the stomach.
Yeah, I was
they're doubled
say that.
Over okay. like, fantastic.
Hold yeah. on a minute. Hold on. Rachel may have it. That could be it.
Right, no, so. Mine was close to that. I think it's a flapper who's just been dancing all night, but also just got punched in the face.
Fantastic!
Yeah, that's so much better than what I said.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not bad. I was going to say it was better.
And close.
Right?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, don't listen to Rachel.
And close. He said,
yeah.
He said, yeah. Well, I basically said that same thing.
No, I was going to say that.
Give him two for that one,
that's
Rachel.
Really funny.
You
but
had that first.
Point. Yeah.
I think it's a Native American with a toupee that just... It's like, no, it's yeah. nothing at all yeah. like what she said.
I said
Fantastic.
Almost the, I said almost the exact same thing.
I like thought
I said
the
it
same
sounded
thing,
like a person who
better.
Climbed to the top of a tree.
God.
We were having fun.
I went to WashU Law School.
Mm-hmm.
Can tell.
Fantastic.
Who am I thinking of?
I really think it's
Lucille Ball.
No.
No.
Rodney Allen Rippey.
Catherine Hepburn?
Maybe Catherine Hepburn.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
I can
that's
see that.
It.
She got
like old
punched
Catherine
in the stomach.
Yes.
Catherine Hepburn.
So Spencer Tracy punched Catherine Hepburn in the stomach and then said, I love you.
Fantastic.
I think we got it.
I think
we narrowed it down.
By George, we've done it.
Is Andrew finding more Sue Thomas for me, please?
I
don't know. I think he's
because
just...
Because there's something else to do on a Friday. I don't know what it is.
I don't
he's
know.
Just out there turning up. It's a discotheque out there, and he's just... He's rolling.
He's hitting on Zach. Trying to lure him in with his ski empire. Would you like to be the queen of ski, Zach?
Fantastic.
Because I'd like him to be.
Fantastic.
There's another one in the folder, right?
Yes.
Rag guy.
See what we got here.
I'm eating a Trico stick.
Hey, Catherine, what are you up to today?
I'm eating a Trico stick.
Oh, how does it taste?
Fantastic.
My mom says James Cagney.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
She probably didn't even hear the fantastic, though. She's just texting you that.
Right. Just a reminder, honey.
It's your safe word.
With my mom?
It seemed a little odd.
I have one.
What you eating, Sue?
I'm eating a Trico stick.
How's it taste?
Fantastic.
The top talk show in St. Louis.
Yep.
There you go.
How is this rated so well?
I don't know.
Oh, Bill says it sounds like Thurston Howe.
And I got one of those on Twitter, too.
Betsy says it sounds like Jimmy Stewart.
Honey, if I ever text you the words James Cagney,
something is horribly wrong.
Just walk off the show.
That's right.
Meet me at this address.
Oh, just
I'm finally so ashamed of your career that...
Just look at it for a minute. All right, now look away. Now act like you don't want it at all. Yeah, we know you do, though. Just rub it. Just a little.
Fantastic.
Jody on Facebook says, it's the guy on the TV from the movie Home Alone that says, I'm going to give you the count of three to get your no-good lying keister out of here. So, like, old movie guy.
You have to break them before you share them, see?
What's it like when you accomplish that?
Fantastic.
You can't share them before you break them. You got to break them before you share them. That's an ordered way you do things around here.
I'm eating a Trico stick.
Now I'll look at it.
I don't just, like it when you do
it. His Jimmy Stewart kills me. When he does that, it just kills me. It
makes me feel sad.
Now you just watch me look at it.
See what I mean? I can't. It kills me.
Wow. Now we're both touching it.
Teresa on Twitter says, absolutely no offense to you, Sue, but could it be Mr. Magoo?
Possibly.
Wait, okay.
We got another Mr. Magoo.
Jeffrey says Henry Fonda.
That was just saying old names.
There's got to be more, Andrew. We need more.
Oh, Pat says W.C. Fields.
Find more. Oh, please find more.
That might be it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
4:45, DGS, happy Friday. Possibly the dumbest hour and a half we've ever done, and we're all having a blast, and we're sugared up on ski soda and Chico sticks, and I love it. Sue Thomas was eating Chico sticks and she talked really stupid. And just play them the tube. So if people are just joining us, they'd know at least what we're talking about.
I'm eating a Chico stick. Fantastic.
Okay. So as I walked out doing the dumbest show ever, I hear Taliban talking to a caller who says, oh, I know that movie. I know exactly what he thought that was from a movie. Like the guy was calling in thinking that I'm eating a Chico stick was from an actual movie.
Like the conversation we were having is, oh, I heard this clip, but it came from a movie. We can't find out what movie it is.
Yes. And Taliban's like, that's Sue Thomas. It's just like the craziest thing. Hello,
I'm
Georgie.
Eating a Chico stick.
How are you?
Let's take the dumbest hour and a half and turn it into the dumbest hour and three quarters right now.
Yeah, what do you have to offer?
Do you like Chico sticks, George?
No, I've never had one.
They're not.
I hear they're fantastic.
Yeah, you're not going to because, oh, there you go.
You might like it, but you're not going to like it as much as Sue.
Oh.
That is guaranteed.
It's old-timey candy.
Chico stick. Does it taste like chicken?
That's a good question.
It's a fair question.
A lot of people have been confused and thought maybe it would.
I think it's like the inside of a Butterfinger.
Smells like coconut.
Okay,
like coconut.
Did you find it? Okay.
He's confirming all of the things I
figured
about.
Out who it is. It's Mason Verger, the guy that caught Hannibal Lecter. And I think we found the part from the movie.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
There it is.
Pretty good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Play him back to back.
Yeah, now we need...
Fantastic.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Well, now we need Sue superimposed on top of that.
Thank you.
That's
go to
the
work.
Next step.
Go to work, Andrew.
How did you remember that, Dave?
Hit me. It just hit me that he said that exact word.
Mm-hmm.
That's so great.
Wow. It's when they're... they're playing for him the
boars.
The boars eating at the sound of human screams, and he's like, oh, that's Carlo, that's fantastic.
Hi, George.
Well done, Dave.
Thank you.
Are you a badass at trivia night, too?
I'm not bad. I'm not bad having a team.
People are so into that, and they've got everybody has
is it
their
still
own specialty.
Thing?
Oh, yeah, and we've got the sports guy, we've got the music guy.
Yeah.
Everybody has to.
Oh, yeah, they're not
kidding
around.
And if the one guy doesn't show up, you don't win. You're messed up. So, yeah.
How'd you like the Chico stick? For real.
I haven't tasted it yet, but
is it because it's been eaten off of by
No.
Is that what
Tony
it is?
Did Tony Colombo touch this?
No.
No, I will
I'm
try
not
that
into
later.
Coconut.
Where do you get something like this? So I've never even seen
QT.
One.
That's where I found it.
You gotta go to special boutique stores.
Yeah.
George, have you ever had
like
the 7-11. Chicken roller from QT or any of that, like the taquitos and stuff?
Never.
No.
But you know what I do like?
The hot dog?
Yeah. The jalapeno... cheddar hot dog.
Hell yeah.
I love QT's hot dogs. My goodness.
I mean, when you got $1.57 and you don't have much time and wait, I want to put some mustard and all any kind of good stuff on there.
Never had a go-go taquito though?
Go-go, is that from QT?
Oh yeah.
I have to go with Sam's over QT though on hot dogs.
Yeah, those are pretty good, but QT, it's just like
I mean, they're right
you're
there. Yeah, they're right there.
Isn't that funny? I mean, and I'm a Sam's pizza by the slice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty good at 212 for a slice. Plus, don't you just sit there and watch? Like, wait, I'm not going to have the one that's sitting in that case. I'm gonna. I want the one that's coming out of the conveyor.
Preaching,
right now.
The guy at my Home Depot has a good hot dog.
Which
oh
guys,
yeah, I forget that.
You have like the red hot thing.
Get a hot dog guy sitting on sitting at Home Depot. It's good.
It's kind of hard to find a bad hot dog. Now, when I grew up, it was boiled.
Yeah,
I know.
See, some of the Home Depots have that they have boiled, and it's got that boiled hot dog smell that I remember from grade school.
Yeah.
Not good.
Is that a Chicago thing? Do they boil theirs?
Yeah, but it doesn't have that smell to
no,
it.
No, once I had like a roasted weenie or one like cut in half on a pan, I'm like, oh my God, why would anyone
boiled
ever boil
this? Boiled hot dogs don't bother me. They're not as good. They're not my preference, but I don't have that aversion to it like
microwave
do.
Oh. In a pinch?
Yeah, in a pinch.
Take microwave
over
boiled.
You gotta nuke it, though. You gotta, like, split it in the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure that is cooked.
But the secret to QT is those nicely steamed buns. If the bun isn't steamed, I'm pissed. It's like, wait, somebody just put these in here. This isn't good. So, I want my $1.57 back.
This is not the culinary experience that I have come to expect.
Right.
What are we talking today?
Well, somebody asked me a question the other day, and I thought it was a really good one. Spare ribs versus baby backs. Mm. Remember when you were a kid,
there was no such thing.
It was spare ribs.
Yeah.
You had, your dad was cooking them in back, your St. Louis cut, a huge, humongous slabs, you know, slathering on the malls in the backyard. And then all of a sudden, things changed. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's a really good question. And I didn't really know when or why or, well, it happened in the 80s. And it just, I don't really know why it happened, but there was a certain jingle by Chili's. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
My baby back. And that was the, it became.
Bad Bastard.
Yeah. It became the most successful meat jingle of all time. And after that, that was it.
Yeah.
And then Applebee's, you know, copied them. And all of a sudden, we're in a baby back world.
I haven't competed in barbecuing for a few years, but back then it was all St. Louis spare ribs. Like, you could do baby back, but you wouldn't score well.
No, and that changed, too. Apparently, the KC-sponsored events,
uh-huh.
It's all spare ribs. The Memphis-style events,
mm-hmm.
all baby backs.
I'm a big baby back guy.
And that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
I'm a big
love
baby back. Baby
back.
In fact, I get
them
at Sam's.
We have a consensus here. Spare ribs, baby backs, anybody care?
I guess I don't really know the difference.
We need a lot of ribs, to be honest with you.
I think they're both fantastic.
Well,
the
spare ribs are flatter, longer, yeah. Big slabs, and we have a St. Louis cut named after
yep.
us. And you know, a basic spare rib is not they're not uniform. They're big and ugly and
yep.
just. But the St. Louis spare rib is cut in two places, so it's a rectangular, very uniform, flat, meaty piece. And there's a lot of local barbecue guys now that are going back to spares mm-hmm. because this whole, they just, you know, you got to be different. Let's be different.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing against baby backs. And that's, I was talking to Terry Black
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they started with baby back ribs at Super Smokers.
Yeah.
And, and Jeff has,
yes,
has picked up the torch and apparently he just did like 20th at Memphis in May.
Yeah, he did
out
great.
Of 120. If you're,
yes.
if you're in the top 20,
oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
big time. So
no,
hats
great.
Off to him. So baby backs are still a big thing, but a lot of these guys, you know, like the spare ribs because of, you know, they're meatier. They're a little harder to cook maybe, but it's a different,
also,
a different
when
texture.
I cook at home, it's fall off the bone because that's what people like. And at a competition, you'll get last place.
Yeah.
They don't, there's no fall off the bone in a competition.
No, it's that competition
bite.
Pull and bite.
Yes.
And, but when you were kids, if they weren't fall off the bone,
yeah.
you got to send them, you send them back to dad.
I'm
sorry,
big
that's not,
now
that's
into
not
the
done.
Big, gigantic beef ribs. Those are, oh, they're amazing.
And that's another thing that some of these guys are doing now, and I asked them that too. Beef ribs are very expensive and hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
There's more pigs than cows mm-hmm. in the you know around. So yeah, but those big you know the short ribs.
Yes,
that's one thing. But then you've got these big monster,
big brontosaurus, long yeah,
ribs, and they're really good. They tend to be a little fattier, but wow, it's a good
and they're
it's
easy
good
to
eating.
Cook. They're very forgiving. Like, if you want to know, just email me. I'll tell you how to do it. It's like, not that I'm the expert, but they're hard to screw up.
You can invite me over.
We could do that.
Right. I love it. Guys, just go do it right now.
Right. Yeah,
like, brisket's really hard to nail, but the big beef ribs are pretty easy.
What do you think of ribs, Sue?
Fantastic.
All that sounds
fantastic.
All that sounds fantastic.
I love it. I'm eating a Chico stick.
Mm-hmm. I should be eating a Chico stick.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, you can get both at the butcher. They're both available. You know, I haven't done either in a while. So after I doing this research, I want to cook some spare ribs.
One of these days,
I'm ready to eat them right now.
I get my ribs at Sam's. They're about $33 for three racks of ribs. I would like to spend $100, like some sort of crazy exotic
yeah.
pig just once, just to see how big a difference. Like Wagyu beef.
Yeah.
Like I've never cooked that. The Wagyu I have had has been a little too soft for me. So I'd like to try a really expensive pork sometime.
There's a pork called Duroc that it's the top of the line. If you can get a hold of some Duroc pork, and apparently those that
sounds like a Klingon word.
Sure does.
Duroc.
D-U-R-O-C, and that's what you want to find. Duroc. If you can find the Duroc spares or the Duroc baby backs. But yeah, a lot of people don't like it because the baby backs, because it's cut from like the loin end.
Yeah,
it's cut from
smaller.
The back. And they said, hey, if I wanted a pork chop, I'd go eat a pork chop because it has kind of that
He's
texture.
He's talking like Sue. Hey, if I want a pork chop.
Duroc, the Wagyu are attacking.
So anyway, I thought that fantastic. Was, you know, that was one of the Ask George questions from the last couple weeks. That was that was pretty good. This week, they asked me, what's the biggest restaurant in St. Louis? I thought that was a good question.
You can answer it now or next week?
I'll answer it right now.
Okay.
It's not really a restaurant, but it's Topgolf. 60,000
oh, nice.
Square
wow.
feet.
Wow.
How's the food there?
Are they still just absolutely
just
killing it?
No one's listening to you, Rach. No one's picking up on you.
Got it.
Nobody cares about me.
Dave and Buster's, 55,000 square feet. Hofbrau House. Remember that place?
I do.
That opened over in Belleville? Ding. 30,000 square feet.
I didn't even hear you say anything, Ryan.
How about this? The biggest fine dining restaurant in St. Louis. You won't guess it.
Topgolf.
Fantastic.
Tony's restaurant is the biggest. It's 13,000.
Still never been there.
Yeah.
Me neither.
It's humongous.
Let's go. How would that make you feel?
Yeah.
Right after the barbecue.
I can't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.